Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Now, the number of children waiting for life-changing spinal procedures has nearly doubled since 2019. New information released to Sinn Féin TD David Cullinan and detailed in today's Irish Times show that in June this year, 209 children were waiting for spinal fusion and other spinal procedures at Crumlin Hospital, its highest figure in 5 years. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan is with me. Good evening to you, Deputy Cullinan.
Good evening, John.
And thank you for joining us. And we know this is one that we've heard heart-wrenching stories from parents and from children on this subject as well. These are very serious, life-changing surgeries, so it's disappointing for a lot of families.
Absolutely, and I've dealt with many families myself, and anybody that has children will know that you will do everything possible to ensure that your child gets the healthcare that they need as quickly as possible. And bear in mind that these are children who are in extreme pain. And these surgeries are very complex on the one hand, but they are life-changing. And the context here is that there was a clear commitment given by a previous Minister for Health, Simon Harris, back in 2017, that no child would have to wait longer than 4 months for these life-changing surgeries. And these are children with spina bifida and scoliosis. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened. And I have been talking to people who work in the HSE and people who previously worked in the HSE. And my understanding is that that commitment that was given that no child would have to wait longer than 4 months was based on a plan which included, on the one hand, increasing capacity in this state, particularly in the two hospitals that provide most of the surgeries in Crumlin and in Temple Street. And that hasn't happened. And we're still waiting for the fifth operating theatre in Temple Street to open. But it was also based on a plan to outsource where possible to specialist clinics in England, in France and in Germany. And that was the scheme that was overseen at the time back in 2018 by the then Minister for Health, the head of the HSE at the time, and the acute hospital division within the HSE. And that did seem to work, and that there was, I think, 27 children were seen as part of that scheme. And it's not ideal that children should have to go abroad, but it was seen as a stopgap while the additional capacity was put into the hospitals in this state. And what happened is that scheme seems to have ceased in 2019. And what's bizarre about the figures is that, well, as you said, we now have 291 children waiting for these procedures. It was less than half of that in 2019. And that was because of that plan that was put in place to offer procedures abroad to those families who were in a position to avail of that. And it was paid for by the HSE. And it seems that on both fronts, both in terms of offering that option, but also putting in place the additional capacity, the state has failed. And the second context here, John, is that we had a report recently from the Ombudsman for Children that looked at this issue again through the lens of one child called Ivy. And it again demonstrated clear failures, a litany of broken promises, and also that that child was waiting 5 years for access to that life-changing surgery. So it seems the length of time people are waiting is still far too high. And the numbers of children that are waiting for these procedures has now reached an all-time high and a five-year high. And clearly that's a political failure on behalf of the minister and the government for not putting the capacity in that was needed.
The figures you quote, 209 children waiting for spinal fusion and other spinal procedures at Crumlin Hospital, the highest for this same time of year in the last 5 years. In Temple Street, it's 70 children waiting for spinal fusion and other procedures, 12 children waiting at the National Orthopaedic Hospital in Kappa. When you mentioned that promise, that pledge from the government, no child would be left waiting more than 4 months for spinal surgery. The figures tell us there are 110 children waiting longer than 6 months. That was perhaps too ambitious, too good to be true, that promise.
Well, it has to be based on a plan, and it was based on a plan. So I spoke to very senior people who were part of that decision making at the time, and they've told me that that was based on a number of things. One, increasing capacity in this state, which was seen not just as possible, but realistic and deliverable, but it just hasn't happened. And the second was outsourcing to specialist clinics abroad. And I'm not in favour of outsourcing. I'm in favour of making sure that the public system has the capacity that it has. But when you have children who are in pain, needing these life-changing surgeries, and when you don't have the capacity and it takes time to build it up, of course that option should be provided to parents. And the question has to be asked of the government, why was that scheme discontinued in 2019 before COVID arrived? So COVID certainly wasn't the reason. Why did that happen when it had a massive impact? Because as I said, the numbers of children waiting had halved and was less than half of what it is today back in 2019. So it wasn't ambitious. It did seem to be working. But what happened is, it seems the government and the minister took their foot off the pedal. They stopped and discontinued this scheme. The capacity wasn't put into the hospitals. We're still waiting for the fifth operating theatre in Temple Street. And bear in mind, that was meant to be open in November of last year. And I'm not blaming the staff, because I speak to surgeons in Kappa and elsewhere who are performing miracles in making sure that they get through and get done as many of these procedures as possible. And they want the additional capacity. They have been campaigning themselves, many of them fearless in their campaigning and speaking out on this issue. So we know that the staff are under real pressure and trying to do their best. But it does seem to me that on the political front, when you look at that promise that was made, it seems that the promises were broken because the capacity wasn't put in, and a scheme that did seem to be making a difference by giving the option of getting treatment abroad was then discontinued. And I think the minister has to answer as to why that happened, because it just doesn't make sense to me.
We know Children's Health Ireland apologising for these delays. You mentioned it not being ideal for parents to go abroad, but I think we both know parents would go to the ends of the earth in some of these situations. And today's Irish Times reporting that Stephen Donnelly, the current Minister for Health, has asked the HSE to explore outsourcing treatments abroad. So that, along with further capacity, is what's needed, presumably, to make a dent in these figures right now and to help these children.
Well, why is the minister only asking that now on foot of the opposition and clinicians and specialists speaking out on this issue and advocacy groups who represent the parents of these children? So it seems to me that that was in response to the report from the Children's Ombudsman and from the opposition and others raising this issue. The minister has to be proactive. The minister should have made sure that that scheme was reinstated immediately after COVID or when certainly COVID subsided in terms of being the major public health risk that it was. And when the health services reopened again, there was a responsibility on the minister to ensure that that scheme was recommenced, and he failed to do so. But the minister also has to take responsibility for the failure to deliver the additional capacity that was announced, because we've seen promises made time in, time out in the Dáil by previous ministers for health, by the current Taoiseach and the previous Taoiseach, that everything will be done to ensure that the capacity is in place, and they simply haven't done it. And, you know, the big solution here ultimately is going to be the new National Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. That will result in a 100% increase in surgical capacity. And the big difference that will make is that we'll have protected capacity for the first time, because part of the problem at the moment in Temple Street and Crumlin is that you have this clash between scheduled and unscheduled care. And while these are very complex surgeries, they are part of what's called scheduled procedures. So when there's an emergency, obviously they're cancelled, and that can wreak havoc then with wait time. So the new Children's Hospital will make a difference, but we have no idea when that will be built. We have no opening date for that. And we still don't know exactly when the fifth operating theatre in Temple Street will be open. So I do welcome, of course, a commitment from the minister to look at this scheme again of offering treatment abroad. But we need to be sorting the capacity in this state in the public system, and that rests with the government and the Minister for Health.
We asked the Department of Health for a statement on this story, and in response we have a statement from Children's Health Ireland acknowledging that there are lengthy waiting times for orthopaedic surgeries, some orthopaedic surgeries, and this is a difficult timing, they acknowledge, for individual children, young people and their families waiting for treatment. They're apologising to patients and their families on waiting lists and say direct patient and family contact and communication remains a priority for our staff working with our orthopaedic patients. Children's Health Ireland wishes to reassure patients and the public that every possible measure is being taken and examined to reduce waiting times for scoliosis treatment in CHI, Children's Health Ireland, at Crumlin and Temple Street. For now, the wait goes on. Deputy Colin Ann, or you'd like to hear more from the Minister?
Well, children shouldn't have to simply get an apology, because what children need is not an apology. What they need is the capacity and the opportunity to have these procedures done. So a clear commitment was given in 2017 on the back of a plan that clearly has failed. So I know from talking to many parents that are sick to the back teeth of hearing apologies from the HSE and from government. And this has been raised, as I said, so many times in the Dáil. It's not beyond us to resolve these issues. I'm not saying that all of these issues are easy. Of course, it takes time to build up capacity. But this promise wasn't made yesterday or wasn't made a month ago or even a year ago. This promise was made in 2017, which is 6 years ago. That was sufficient time to build up the capacity that was needed while giving the option of treatment abroad. And it seems to me that the plan that was put in place to underpin that commitment of no child waiting for 4 months has failed. Of course, the Minister for Health has to take responsibility for that.
It's worth recognising as well, demand considerably up. The department pointed to increased activity in regard to these surgeries. It's an issue we will discuss again on Drive Time, no doubt. Deputy David Cullinan of Sinn Féin, thank you very much for joining us on Drive Time this evening.